Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I hope you'll check it out, and I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, and I hope you'll check out that new little wrinkle we have on our schedule page, on the show schedule. Don't forget, once we're off the air on the live show, you can go, and within an hour or so, you can go and click on the little microphone. Like, for example, Elise Bennett is going to be on in just any second now, and very soon after this, you'll be able to click on the link, the little microphone by her name on our schedule, and you'll be able to hear this interview all by itself. How about that? And that's one of those new features that we've been telling you about that we're going to come out with, and we still got more to come. Elise Bennett, as I said, is our guest. She's the author of a number of books, including self-promotion online, including designing websites for every audience, and she is one of our top marketing experts. She is someone who mentors to individuals all over the country and all halfway around the world to help them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the smartest people I know. Elise Bennett, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. How are the cats?
They're lovely. They're sleeping a lot lately because it's hot here in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken's getting hot. It's summertime in Hoboken, right?
That's right.
Yeah, there'll be a song like that. We should write a song about that or something.
I'll do that.
Elise, you and I have been conducting a little bit of a series on buzz marketing.
Yes.
And I want you to start off by defining what that is and tell us. Let's take this thing to the next level and take our audience to the place where they can be successful with buzz marketing.
Okay, and my lead in to the definition is this: that I believe there's a myth out there that if you provide a quality product and good customer service, then word of mouth will spread and people will talk and, you know, your phone will ring.
Mm-hmm. I call that the field of dreams myth.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even saying that doesn't happen. I'm just saying one cannot depend on that as a marketing strategy. Because I think it is the responsibility of every business owner to spread the word and to encourage others to do the same. And that's what I mean by generating buzz, which increases your visibility and gets customers to call you.
So it's not enough just to be, to get, if you want buzz, you can't just be, you have to do something that's worthy of buzz, don't you?
Exactly.
Has to be buzzworthy.
Well, yes, not only do you have to be buzzworthy, but you have to do, we have to be proactive about generating buzz. And what that means is harnessing the power of the people who are passionate about your services or your products,
mm-hmm.
and proactively transforming that into generating tangible leads.
And you kind of have to train those people a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, they're not two things. Number one, you can't assume that they're good at getting the word out. Number two, it's not really their job to do that. You need to encourage them and train them a little bit, don't you?
You need to train them, you need to help them, you need to give them tools that will make it easy for them to do so that it's not a chore.
Well, let's make sure we don't have too many indefinite pronouns. Tell us who these people are. Well, give us an example. Give us an example of how of what somebody like that might, somebody who's buzzing about us might look like. Where do they come from? How do we find out about them? How do we know them?
Well, it depends. For example, you know, I run this mentoring program where I teach people how to promote their services and products. And I have not all, but some of my clients are just so enthusiastic about what they're learning that they're talking about it to everyone. And most often they talk about it right to the very beginning of the process when it's brand new to them.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, happy customers are great, but not every happy customer talks. So you want to identify the ones who are the most likely to do the talking and to talk the best, if you will, and then help them spread the word, give them opportunities, put them in touch with other prospects who want to know more or may be a little skeptical.
Well, you know, Elise, when people come to your business and they do business with you, they're pretty self-absorbed in that environment. I mean, it's all about them, and we promote that. We do our best to make it all about them. And even if they do compliment us and they're excited about what we have and they thank us for making it available to them and all that sort of thing, for the most part, especially people who aren't in the marketplace like you and I are and like a lot of small businesses are, maybe they work for the government or, you know, whatever, they don't have a marketplace type of job, it never occurs to them that it would be that we rely on the kind of goodwill that they can give us out there, do they?
No, sometimes they're not thinking about it, which is why sometimes all it takes is asking them to spread the word.
Right. How do you do that?
Well, there are lots of different ways, but you can simply have a regular publication that helps to educate people about your product or service.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go, I was reading recently, there's a great organization called the Word of Mouth Marketing Association.
Right.
And they have a website, which is www.womma.org. And they have lots of examples of people using Word of Mouth Marketing on there. And I was reading about one in particular for the client was a prostate cancer organization.
Mm-hmm.
That was trying to encourage men to be tested for prostate cancer.
Right.
And instead of going directly to the men who they wanted to be tested, they did a word-of-mouth marketing campaign that focused on barbers.
Hmm.
Because barbers, they surmised.
They still have those?
Who men trust. Yes. So, I mean, trust is a huge issue when it comes to buzz marketing, and it's why buzz marketing is so popular these days.
I guess you could say if a guy gets that close to my ears with scissors, I guess I trust him.
Right?
Right.
Definitely. And so they enlisted these barbers in apparently more than 800 barbershops to hand out brochures and direct men to these free prostate screenings mm-hmm. and to dispense good health advice.
Well, these barbers were centers of influence, weren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's a key to buzz marketing, isn't it? To try to find people who are centers of influence. They have the kind of influence that these barbers would have, and to make sure that they subscribe, that they buy into what we're doing, mm-hmm. and then train those people. That's a great idea. Stand by, Elise. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Elise Benin right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And that's what you do, isn't it? Helping folks to get their message out and to promote themselves online and offline, right?
That's right. I run a 6-month one-on-one coaching program that helps people achieve their marketing goals and keep them on track.
And if they wanted to contact you about this, can they go to the website and do that?
Absolutely.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And folks, you've heard Elise on this show many, many times, and you don't get to be on this show unless you got your cornflakes together, and you absolutely don't get to keep being on the show if you don't really have them together, and Elise does. So whatever she has to say or do is top shelf. Elise, let's get back into this buzz marketing thing, and, you know, I used to do this when I was a consultant. I used to do this because as a consultant, I was a confidential person. I had, you know, the things that I helped my clients with were very confidential. And so I really couldn't, you know, I couldn't run an ad in the paper for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was different. And so I relied on my clients to tell their friends about me. And I remember what I would do is I would wait until one of them would pay me a compliment. And I would say, you know, I really am glad that you feel that way. And the way I get business, new business, is if people like you tell their friends about me. And I remember some of them would say, Wow, I had never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they liked me. They were using me. They were good customers. But they never thought that they could actually help me with my business like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea. And it just goes back to what we were saying before about sometimes all you have to do is ask. However, when someone pays you a compliment, the other thing you can do is say, wow, thank you so much. Can I use that as a testimonial?
Right. Exactly.
Can I quote you?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, paste those quotes everywhere in email messages, in your signature file, on your website, in your brochure. I had a guy the other day who did the half-hour free consultation that I offer for the mentoring program, and then at the end said, all right, now I'm going to go back to your website and read your testimonials.
Hmm. Now, wait a minute. Tell us about this free thing.
Well,
my antenna always goes up when there's something free.
And let me preface by saying that one of the ways to get people to talk and spread the word is by offering something free, definitely, and giving them a taste of
right.
what you do. And because what I do is very personal, and it's one-on-one, and it tends to be expensive, and people pay up front, so I want to let them know as much as possible about it in
right.
advance. So I offer this free half-hour consultation.
And that's available to my audience.
Absolutely.
All right.
All you have to do is go to the website and fill out the contact form. It asks a couple questions
okay.
of background. And then what I do is answer the three most pressing marketing questions that each person has
mm-hmm.
and discuss with them, you know, what their marketing strategy is so they can get a taste of what the mentoring is like.
I used to do the same thing. Whenever someone would call me, and I was a consultant, and they'd call me the first time, they'd say, how much? And I'd say, well, the first visit's free. The first visit's on me, just,
mm-hmm.
to see if you like what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. You have to see if there's a fit, especially if it's a personal service like this.
Right. Right. Well, and I think that establishes you as someone that's earnest and that wants to make sure that they're happy with the services that you're going to provide them, and it lets them know that you really are in it for them, not just to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that lends itself to future buzz marketing, doesn't it?
Yes, and I also want to make sure that it's a good fit for me because not everybody, you know, is a good fit for me.
Right. So how do you get them to actually say things about you to other people? What do you tell them what to say? Do you just encourage them to do it? What do you do?
You know, one of the strategies I've been using a lot lately is surprising them with a copy of my book.
Huh.
Because I think that people talk also when they're delighted or surprised, when you over-deliver or when you give them something that they're not expecting.
Right.
And my partner in this mentoring program suggested that I offer a free copy of my book if you agree to do the consultation. And I said, no, I would rather follow up the consultation with
right.
it as a surprise.
Right. I think that's a good idea.
So that's one of the.
And that's a little bit of that's a little wow power, isn't it? That gets them continues to make them impressed with you.
Mm-hmm.
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 And that's the kind of a gesture that they would tell somebody about on their own, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get that book? Can you believe what she did?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit less direct, but I think equally as effective.
Well, and everybody likes a little gift, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's another reason to write a book, isn't it?
Yes.
Even if you don't think you're going to conquer the world at Barnes & Noble, it's a good reason to write a book, even if it's just a small book.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. At least give us your
more, I have one more example. Do we have
okay,
time
quickly,
for it?
Quickly.
Okay. I was with some doctors, and they were asking how can they separate themselves, and I encouraged them to think about the people who are coming to their office. What is it that they really want? And the idea they came up with was free pickup of the patients.
Wow.
And that would be something that they would spread the word about.
And that made a difference.
Yes.
Elise, give us the website one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Don't forget that free 30-day, 30-minute trial she's going to give you. Elise, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see
thank
you next
you.
Time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.